Time for business from Emma.
Thanks, Cathal. Ryanair has reported annual profit after tax up 13% at €569 million. The airline says its traffic grew by 5% to 79.3 million and that by the end of its financial year in March, it had 1,600 routes. Revenue was €4.8 billion, up 12% year on year. And it says now that it's the number one airline in Ireland, Spain, Italy and Poland, and that within 5 years, it will have 20% of the European short-haul market. Ryanair's Deputy Chief Executive Howard Miller joins us now. Good morning, Howard. Record results today, but you're warning that profit growth could slow sharply in the coming 12 months. Why?
Good morning, Emma. Yes, we had a very strong performance last year as profits rose by 13%, and we're expecting profits to rise more modestly next year by something in the region of 5%, between 570 and 600 million. You know, we have a slower rate of growth this year. Our aircraft delivery program went to its end last year, although we will be getting some more deliveries in 2014. So we expect more modest growth, slightly higher oil costs. But overall, we still expect profits to rise, you know, quite differently from most of the industry who are expecting profits to fall or not rise at all.
Predicting financial results, though, is one area where Ryanair often talks itself down, and that fall in growth would be quite significant.
As you know, Emma, we're extraordinarily modest at Ryanair, so we tend to give cautious guidance at the start of the year, and then as we get better visibility in terms of our ongoing performance, particularly on what fares will be during the year, we'll either move the guidance up or down. We're trying to predict here a year ahead without any real bookings in place for the second half of the year, so it's quite difficult.
In an interview last week, your chief executive, Michael O'Leary, said he wasn't going to stand down as expected anytime soon, but was sticking around for at least 5 years, as the next 5 years look set to be so interesting in aviation. What are you expecting to happen?
Well, oh dear, we've another year of another 5 years. Michael, what can we do? I think it's an extraordinary period in the aviation industry. You have three or four airlines who are in very difficult position: Air Berlin in Germany, LOT in Poland, SAS in Scandinavia, and all the major flag carriers are making losses on the short-haul operation. We see tremendous opportunities to grow right across Europe.
There were also opportunities for flying cross-Atlantic to examined in the press last week. From where to where, and would you have bases cross-Atlantic?
Well, that wouldn't be Ryanair. That would be another venture. We've talked about it over the years, but it would be dependent on very cheap oil, which you don't have at the moment, and very cheap aircraft for long haul, which really isn't available. But, you know, we keep it under review.
What about your stock market listing? Some of the bigger Irish companies have been leaving the exchange or going for a dual listing with London. And with London 6 such a big focus for your airline, what are you thinking about in terms of that?
Well, we have a wide spread across Europe, as you know, where we're listed on the NASDAQ. 40% of our shareholders are American. We're quite happy with our Dublin listing. We don't see the benefits some other people see. That's our continuing contribution towards keeping the Irish Stock Exchange and the Irish economy moving forward. So at this point, we have no plans to move our primary listing to London.
Ancillary revenues at the airline grew by 20% last year to €1 billion. Reserved seating and more products on offer seem to have fueled the growth there. What else might we be paying for in Ryanair this time next year?
Well, as you know, Emma, it's optional whether you want to purchase reserved seating or indeed priority boarding, but there seems to be tremendous demand for that. And passenger our penetration rate in terms of reserve seating and priority boarding has increased. We've extended the number of seats that are available, and so we think it's going to work particularly well this year.
There's been a mention of Wi-Fi films and TV. Those would be things also to be paid for, we imagine?
Well, we're exploring whether it would make sense to do this. Clearly, it's only based on what we expect passengers would demand and indeed pay for. So we do have some longer flights, particularly out of continental Europe, where we fly down to the Canaries, where it's 4 hours. We've got flights out of Dublin for 4 hours down to the Canaries. We plan to launch some longer haul routes from Scandinavia to the Canaries and North Africa this winter into Morocco. So there may be demand for some form of in-flight entertainment, and reviewing our options in terms of whether we can make this work.
Okay, Ryanair's Deputy Chief Executive Howard Miller, thanks for joining us this morning. Very briefly to Elan, it agreed this morning to buy Austrian rare drug specialist AOP Orphan for €263.5 million and to pay $40 million for a 48% stake into buy-based sales and marketing firm Newbridge Pharmaceuticals. And on the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.28.45 and at 84.52 pence sterling.